Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairymen concerning cold weather calf care. Anytime the temperature drops below 60 degrees, our calves experience cold stress. As you look at the standard feeding that you might be doing, particularly for calves that are milk-fed, you're probably feeding 8 to 10 ounces of a milk replacer a couple times a day. Actually, that's not enough energy for growth as well as warmth during a situation where we have cold stress. You might want to consider 3 times a day feeding rather than twice a day feeding, particularly when the high temperatures are, say, between 40 and 50 degrees every day, and our low temperatures are dropping down below 30. You might want to consider adding that extra feeding over the noontime, so morning, noon, and night. Now, what if it gets colder? What if our high temperatures are only maybe reaching zero or the single digits during the day? Maybe need to think about 4X feeding then. You can also consider using a higher fat milk replacer. Maybe your current one is only 20%. Switching to something that's, say, 23, 24, or 25% will give your animals extra nutrients. A couple other things to consider. You need to encourage water intake because dehydration is a problem. For those younger calves, feeding fresh starter feed once daily is very, very important, as well as deep bedding. How about calf blankets? Have you started to use calf blankets on your dairy? If you haven't, for your younger calves, this is very, very important during very cold weather. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging you to consider what you might do to improve the ability of your calves to withstand cold stress.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.